What party does God claim? What side is God on? People have wanted to know that since the beginning of warfare. During the Civil War, people wondered which side God was on. Initially, many pastors and their congregations were duped by Adolf Hitler. Journalist and historian William L. Shire, author of The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, notes that some German Christians even drew up a resolution, which ultimately was not adopted, demanding one people, one Reich, one faith. And these same professing believers wanted to require all pastors to take an oath of allegiance to Hitler. Surely God did not approve of Hitler's anti-Jewish, anti-Christian, anti-freedom regime. In the book of Joshua, the title character has an encounter with God, or more precisely, the Son of God. Now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied. "But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" Joshua 5, verses 13 through 14. Interpreting this passage, we know it was Jesus because of the parallel in Revelation 1. Line up the two passages and you find even some of the same phrases applied to the divine man with the sword who appeared in both cases. Further, whenever men attempted to worship an angel, the angel would rebuke them. Joshua asks Jesus, "Are you on our side?" Much the same way we ask today, "Lord, are you on our side or theirs?" And how does Jesus answer? "Neither." In some versions, the word is translated, "No, he is not on anybody's side." Jesus said that he was the commander, Joshua's captain, and the Lord of the battle. He commands not only his people, but the days of all people, and the host of heaven as well. We want to vote correctly, but how do we know the right way to vote, the Christian way to vote? Throughout history, many people have been burned by thinking their party was right. There was even a so-called Christian party in Nazi Germany when virtually the whole country jumped on the bandwagon. These professing Christians dared to align the name of Jesus Christ with Adolf Hitler's diabolical goals. Jesus goes on to explain to Joshua that he will be victorious if he obeys the Lord and does what he is commanded to do. The question, therefore, is not if God is on our side, but rather, are we on God's side? You may recall that Abraham Lincoln said as much during the Civil War. In 1863, he overheard someone say that he hoped the Lord was on the Union side. The president responded, "I know that the Lord is always on the side of the right. But it is my constant anxiety and prayer that I and this nation should be on the Lord's side." Does God care how we cast our ballot? I believe the answer is yes. For many years, Christians have abstained from politics, and now they are shocked that the culture around them has deteriorated. Certainly, we should not rely solely on political power to right the world's wrongs. All politicians are human. Even the best of them will disappoint. Yet, how would Jesus have us vote? When Jesus was on earth, he did not reside in a democratic republic and had no opportunity to cast a ballot. Meanwhile, those of us who make following him our first priority believe he has spoken through his word and given us principles that can inform us on how to vote on many issues. The purpose of this book is to explore those biblical principles from which we can draw political implications.